Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. We are so grateful to be here in the service of the Lord once again. Today is Tuesday. It is the 25th day of May 2021. And the Lord is so good. His mercies endure forever and ever. So we're grateful for just each and every one who has joined us this morning, those who may come later, those who have been here down through the years. We are glad for the opportunity just to come together and be with each other as we serve the Lord, as we continue to give him the praise, the honor, and the glory. It is so wonderful just to know that God is the one who let us sleep in the very image of death last night. We woke up this morning just raring to go and giving him praise and honor and glory. And we're here to do the bidding of our Father. So this morning I'm going to ask our Apostle Horsley if you will pray, and then our Sister Gladys, are you available to pray this morning as we get started in this lovely day?
Yes, ma'am. Good morning.
Good morning.
Lead us, and thank you, both of you, for agreeing to that. God bless you.
Amen. You ready to go now?
Yes, sir.
Okay. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. We worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. We give you praise, because you are our righteousness. We worship you, O mighty God. There is none like you. Father, it's in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we praise you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for this Tuesday morning, oh Lord God, to be able to be here in this hour of power of prayer, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the prayer, praise, deliverance, family, oh Lord God, the circle of friends, oh Lord God. We thank you for the laying down last night, oh Lord God, the early rising this morning, oh Lord God, that we're able to praise your holy and righteous name, oh Lord God. For God spoken once or twice, have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. Lord God, we thank you for the scripture of the week, O Lord God. We thank you for the teaching of the week, O Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you would send the anointing, O Lord God, that makes preaching and teaching easy, O Lord God. Lord God, we thank you and we praise you for what you're doing right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, because you're the God of our salvation and deliverance, O Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, because you are the love of our soul, O Lord God. God, we thank you, O Lord God, because when we were yet in sin, O Lord God, Christ died for the ungodly, O Lord God. God, we thank you, Lord God, to be a part of this platform here, Lord, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Thank you for my wife, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, in these 38 years that we have so far, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, in the midst of the confusion and the pandemic, O Lord God, and everything else in the social rest, O Lord God, morning by morning, O Lord God, new mercies we see, O Lord God. Great is your faithfulness, O Lord God, unto us, O Lord God. It's by your mercy, O Lord God, that we're not consumed, O Lord God. So we just rise to praise you and to thank you, O Lord God, and to glorify your name, O Lord God. God, we thank you because you're the God of our salvation. You're the God of our deliverance, O Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we're standing and loving in one accord, O Lord God, with bated breath, O Lord God, waiting on you, O Lord God, to see which direction that you carry us in, O Lord God, this day, O Lord God. So, Lord God, for that reason, we cry, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, that hallowed is thy name, O Lord God. That you're holy, O Lord God. You're past finding out, O Lord God. But we ask you, God, to give us this day our daily bread, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God, that you provide our provision, O Lord God, not just for substance for the body, O Lord God, but substance, O Lord God, daily bread, O Lord God, substance for the family, O Lord God, and where we need to go, Lord God, for job direction, O Lord God, spiritual counsel, giving out a word, O Lord God, that you would set this day in order, Lord God, that you would provide, O Lord God, a word, O Lord God, of salvation and deliver, O Lord God, a needy word for those, O Lord God, and a very relevant word, O Lord God, for this lost and dying world, O Lord God, and people that come in our path, O Lord God, realizing, O Lord God, that you have brought them this way by us, O Lord God, that we may give them a word in season, O Lord God, a word equals son and a see God, a word of encouragement, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, to strengthen us, O Lord God, to strengthen them, O Lord God, during this troubled time, O Lord God, our children, O Lord God, our grandchildren, Lord God, that you would just touch right now in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, the young adults, O Lord God, marriages, O Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, and we praise you, Lord God, for what you're doing in the Gibson family, O Lord God, in their lives, O Lord God, and among their children, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you're blessing them, keeping them, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Sister Rosalie, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, we thank you, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, we thank you for the healing that's going on in everybody's body, Lord God, and Sister Rosalind's body, Lord God, and everyone who has need of it right now, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So we come to thank you, God. We come to praise you, O Lord God. We come to worship you, Lord God. We come to tell you thank you, Lord God, for it's morning by morning, God, it's new mercy we see, O Lord God. For God has spoken once or twice, have I heard this, that power belongs unto God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for last Sunday was Pentecost Sunday, O Lord God. Lord God, it was a fulfillment of your word, O Lord God, that we have heard from heaven, O Lord God, since Jesus left, O Lord God. God, we thank you for your Holy Spirit, O Lord God, that is here right now, O Lord God, that dwell in us, O Lord God, that in you, O Lord God, we move, we breathe, we have our being, O Lord God. So we thank you, O Lord God, for pouring out your spirit of love upon us, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. I ask that you just bless each and every one, O Lord God, that you answer every prayer request, O Lord God, every need, O Lord God, give direction, clarity, O Lord God, for those who are in dire straits, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, those who are going through a time of bereavement, O Lord God, whose family has transitioned, O Lord God, into eternal life, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Some through the fire, O Lord God, some through the flood, O Lord God, but we realize that all must come by the blood, O Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, because you are the way, the truth, and the life, Lord God, and no man cometh unto the Father but by you, Lord God. So, Lord God, we commit our ways unto you, Lord God. Lord God, we stand here before you, Lord God, asking, O Lord God, that you would answer every prayer request, O Lord God, that you would touch each and everyone that come to the broadcast, O Lord God, and answer every prayer request, O Lord God, even it be, O Lord God, that their voice don't make it to the actual broadcast, O Lord God, but your spirit is here, O Lord God, that they would just reach out and touch you as you pass by, O Lord God. So we want to give you the honor, the glory, and the praise, O Lord God. We want to say we love you, O Lord God. We love you very much, O Lord God. We want to do your will, O Lord God. We find things that are not like you in us, O Lord God. We ask that you take it out in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that we may stand before you, O Lord God, in the beauty of holiness, O Lord God, and worship you in righteousness, O Lord God. God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you would just bless and strengthen, O Lord God. Bless Pastor Dolly, O Lord God. Bless and strengthen, O Lord God. Restore virtue in our body, O Lord God. Keep us strong, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So, God, we thank you for each and every one, O Lord God, even those that are in queue, O Lord God, and those that just called in to listen, O Lord God, that we stand in agreement, O Lord God, that you're going to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask to think in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we ask that we touch you. Lord God, we ask that you that I carry your seed, Lord God, that you touch all mothers that are pregnant, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you would consecrate that seed that is in the womb, oh Lord God, as it come forth, oh Lord God, that it would worship you and to praise you, oh Lord God, and to know you, oh Lord God. So God, we give you the honor, the glory, and the praise, oh Lord God, as we go into the workforce to see, oh Lord God, and as others go into the marketplace, oh Lord God, that we be able to preach Christ, oh Lord God. Give us the boldness, oh Lord God, to stand up, oh Lord God, and proclaim the unadulterated gospel of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God, not overbearing, oh Lord God, but a word in season, oh Lord God, to encourage somebody along the way, oh Lord God, and we give that name the honor, the glory, the praise we which is deserved in the name of Jesus. So we came to worship you, Lord God. We came to praise you, Lord God. We come to thank you. God, for all that you're doing right now in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, remember, Lord God, our children, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Caleb's name come up, oh Lord God, that you would bless, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you would bless and strengthen, oh Lord God. My Roger, oh Lord God, the evangelist Roger, oh Lord God, and whoever children, oh Lord God, has lost their way, oh Lord God, and has stumbled, oh Lord God, because you're married to the backslider, Lord God. We pray, oh Lord God, that you send conviction to them, oh Lord God, to bring them out, oh Lord God, before it's everlasting too late. We give that name the honor, the glory, the praise, we which it deserves in Jesus' name, oh Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God, that we came to worship today, God, and to stand ourselves in agreement with heaven that you had opened for us, oh Lord God, that you would bless us and keep us, oh Lord God, on the one accord and one accord, oh Lord God, that we would not receive accusations against an elder, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. But we came to worship you, praise you, so we thank you, Lord God, on this Tuesday morning in Jesus' name. Amen and amen again.
Good morning, everyone. I have this song that's on my heart. Because the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need.
That's
he
right.
Lets me rest in the meadow's grass, and he leads me beside the quiet stream. He restores my failing health, and he helps me to do what honors him the most. That's why I'm safe. That's why I'm safe. That's why I'm safe. Safe in his arms. I thank God for that song this morning. I thank God for today, for this day that he has made, and I shall rejoice and be glad in it. I thank God for the victory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, for all the brethren, for your church, Father God. I thank God for all the prayers that have ever been prayed, Father, in the name of Jesus. I give you thanks and honor. Hallelujah. I bow my head in reverence to you, Lord. I lift my hands and I praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Because only what we do for Christ is going to last, Lord. So I thank you for the victory, Lord God. Most of all, Lord, I thank you for wiping our slate clean, Father, in the name of Jesus. We repent of every wrong, everything that we have done, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, where we may have grieved you in some way, God. Wipe our slates clean, Jesus. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Renew right spirits within us. Take not thy Holy Spirit away from us, Lord God. Restore unto us the joy of our your salvation, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Pleading the blood of Jesus over every mind, body, soul, and spirit. Father, in the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. That analyzes, direct, correct, protect, sift, and expose. Hallelujah. Every trick of the enemy in the name of Jesus. And we cast back to the pit of hell every spirit, not of the Holy Spirit, every evil work of the enemy shall not prosper in the name of Jesus. It's underneath our feet, and we cast it back to the pit of hell. We return it back to the sender in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now, God, for your many blessings. We thank you right now, God, for minds that stayed on you. We thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, for new mercies, for traveling mercies this day. But in Jesus' name, we thank you right now, God. Hallelujah. For the oil of gladness that you have assigned to our head shall not run dry. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you in your son Jesus' name. Hallelujah. For forgiving us, Father, that we have an advocate that we can come to you and ask whatsoever we will according to your will, Father, and it shall be done unto us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, hallelujah, that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. We thank you right now, God, that we have the victory in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you right now, God, hallelujah, for right attitudes, Father, in the name of Jesus, for every calamity, every storm, every test, every trial, every temptation, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And Holy Spirit, keep us in remembrance of what it is, who you are, and who we are, and whom you made us to be, Father, in the name of Jesus, that whatever it is that you allow, Father, that you have the final say over it, or it would not happen. So, Father, we thank you, hallelujah, for the tests, the trials, the temptations, hallelujah, the struggles. Thank you, Lord, for our struggles in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for our family members, Father, in the name of Jesus, because as for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. And I speak this upon every house, every house, every house, every family, Father, in the name of Jesus, all over this nation, Father, in the name of Jesus, for salvation, healing, and deliverance for our family members, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, you never, hallelujah, you never lose sight. You never, hallelujah, you never do anything, Father, without a just cause and a just reason, Father, in the name of Jesus, because you love us so. And so you're turning us back to us, Lord. And so whatever it takes, God, we thank you, hallelujah, Father, for doing this thing. At the moment, at that time, it doesn't feel good. But, Lord, we know that in the end, you are our beginning and our ending. And, Lord, you know what it is that we need. You know what it takes, what buttons to push to get us, hallelujah, to worship, pray, and praise you, Father, in the name of Jesus, to call on you, Father, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you for a spirit of praise, a supernatural spirit of prayer, praise, and worship, which is the fruit of all this giving. Thanks to your name, Lord God. We thank you for the victories right now, God. We thank you for our failures. We thank you right now, God, for, we thank you in all things. We give you thanks because our life is unmanageable without you, Father. We can do nothing, Father, in the name of Jesus. So thank you, Lord, for peace and new mercy. The peace which surpasses all understanding and guarantee and mount God over our heart in Christ Jesus. Lord, we thank you for that when the enemy comes in like a flood, Lord, your promise is that your spirit shall just defend it against us in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you. We honor you. And we praise you because we are more than overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of our testimonies, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, hallelujah, for a mind that stayed on you, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are a good report. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise to think on these things. So, Lord, I thank you for your word. Your word is truth. Thank you right now, God, for us speaking truth. Truth, truth, truth. Always speak truth, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God, hallelujah, for encouragement, Father. You encourage us, Lord, because you love us, Lord God. Thank you right now, God, for drawing the ones that don't know you to them, to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we say we give you all the glory, the honor, and the praises right now, God, in every day, in every way, Lord. God, we honor you today, Father, in all things, Jesus. For the Lord is our shepherd, we shall not want. He makes us beside the still waters. He restores our soul. He leads us through the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we shall fear no evil, because you are with us. Thy rod, thy staff, they comfort us. Thou preparest a table before us in the presence of our enemies. Thou anointest our heads with oil. Our cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we lift your name on high. Lord, we love to sing you in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for, hallelujah, the victory right now, God, in our homes, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, that you never forget to show us your strong right hand, Father, in your outstretched arm, in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you right now, God, for letting me be able to see, taking the scales from my eyes, to see what it is that you're doing, and to know, even if I don't see it, Lord, you still working things out on our behalf. You're working things out for our good, Father, in the name of Jesus. So thank you right now, God, from the north, the south, the east, and the west, for the many blessings, hallelujah, for the blessings that you're doing all over this nation, Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. A supernatural spirit of prayer, praise, and worship right now, God. We worship you, Lord, God. A unity right now, God. We're coming together on one accord. And, Lord, I know right now the damage can be done for the evil kingdom, hallelujah, if we all got together the same time, the same moment in prayer and unity. Hallelujah. What a powerful, powerful thing that will be in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you for that supernatural spirit of praise and worship. Well, we're all on one accord. Lord, I call it done in the mighty name of Jesus, like you did to the fig tree. You just said, just say the word. Just say it and just mean it. Just mean it, and it shall be done in the name of Jesus. As simple as that, Lord. So I thank you for your word. I thank you for your promises. I thank you right now, God, because you know what's best for us better than we know for ourselves. I thank you, for Lord, for the things that you did not give me that I asked you for, because you knew that it would have been detrimental for me, and it would have took me away from you. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, for unanswered prayer at that time. So I give you all the glory and the honor and the praise for everything that you do, because only what we do for you is going to last. Thank you for your son, Jesus, that died on the cross at Calvary for all of us, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God, for our victories. Thank you right now, God, for a spirit of prayer, praise, and worship. Thank you right now, God, for laughter. Thank you, God, for our strength, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. Thank you right now, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I love you this morning. We love you. Hallelujah. And my soul cries out, hallelujah, Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah for saving me. Lord, I love you this morning, Father. Hallelujah. Hosanna. Blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. Hosanna. Blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, for he is worthy to be praised. Oh, come magnify the Lord with me, for he is worthy to be praised. Hosanna, blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. Hosanna. Blessed be the rock, hallelujah, Jesus. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. I thank God for the victory. I thank God, hallelujah, for desire, discipline, and the light in you, God, in the name of Jesus. Desire to pick up your word and read your word, Lord, in the name of Jesus. To study, to show myself approved, a workman needed not being ashamed, right and divided in the word of God. I thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, for unspeakable joy. Hallelujah, this morning, hallelujah. Today, hallelujah, this day, hallelujah. I'm not thinking about yesterday or the day ahead after tomorrow. I'm not thinking about that. But this day, Lord, I thank you for this day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How you just love me. How you showed me a miracle sign and wonder. I am a miracle sign and wonders. We are miracle signs and wonders. Everybody that woke up this morning. I thank you, God, for my family, my church family. Hallelujah, my natural family, Father. I thank you, Lord, because I see what you're doing, Father, in the name of Jesus. And I know that you are doing it because, hallelujah, and Lord, you are faithful in the things that you, your promises and what you say you're going to do. Hallelujah. You are always showing up, to show out. Hallelujah, with me. Hallelujah. And I thank you for it, God. Because you know what I have need of before I even ask. In your son Jesus' name. So I honor you and I praise you, Lord, in every way this morning. Thank you right now, God, that I can walk in holiness this morning. I can walk in faith. I can walk in deliverance. I will walk in healing. I will walk in righteousness. I will walk in humility today, Father, in the name of Jesus. I will walk in love. I will walk in peace today, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I will walk in love today, Father, in the name of Jesus. In every area where I lack in wisdom, Lord, give me, give it to us in every area where we lack, Father, in the name of Jesus. Continue to teach us how to love even more. When we think we know how to love, we don't know it. Not like how you know it, God. So, Lord, this is a continual thing that we have to do until you come. My God, continue to learn how to love. Knowledge is power. And we learn each and every day something new in the name of Jesus. Teach us how to pray even more, Lord God, in your son Jesus' name. We need you, Lord God. We need you. So bless the Lord, oh my soul. And all that is within me, bless your holy name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Gladys and Apostle Horsley, for these awesome prayers this morning. We appreciate you being here to share with our family of prayer, praise, and deliverance ministries. We are certainly a circle of friends. And so we have some word that we want to share this morning. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Before I go into the word, I am going to sing a song that has been on my heart this morning. And so this is how it goes. We've got the power. It's in the name of Jesus. We've got the power. It's in the name of the Lord. Though Satan rages, we will not be defeated. We have the power. It's in the name of the Lord. We've got the power. It's in the name of Jesus. We've got the power. It's in the name of the Lord. Though Satan rages, we will not be defeated. We've got the power. It's in the name of the Lord. So we thank the Lord this morning because we do have the power. Yes, we do. We've got the power through the Holy Ghost. And so we're going to talk about that this morning. Power to witness through the power of the Holy Ghost. So this morning, if you will get your Bibles ready, get your paper ready and your pencils to write down the scriptures and take some notes and see what God has for us this morning as we go into the Word of God. Our scripture of the week was in the book of Acts, Acts chapter 1, verse 8. But I'm going to start with Acts chapter 1, verse number 1. And this is the Great Commission, which is the power that we need in order to fulfill the Great Commission. So as we begin to read here in Acts chapter 1, I'm reading from the King James Version. It says, the former treaties have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach, until the day in which he was taken up. After that, he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen. Verse 3 says, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Verse 4 says, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which, says he, ye have heard of me. Verse 5 says, for John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? Jesus, and he said unto them, it is not for you to know the time or the seasons which the Father has put in his own power. Verse 8 says, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Verse 9 says, and when he had spoken these things, while they behold, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. Now, when you read the first four books of the New Testament, you will see where Matthew outlined the pattern for making disciples. Mark adds to the scope by saying every creature in the whole world, and Luke stressed the message along with the power needed. John clarifies the job of each individual believer as being identical with the purpose Jesus had in coming to this world, which is to seek and to save that which was lost. And we all know that all of us were lost at one time, but we're glad that we have been found, and we're found in Jesus Christ now. So now as we look in the book of Acts, Luke is writing again. Without this added instruction, the believer would be overwhelmed with the responsibility and the vastness of the task. So the disciples needed the final assurance of God's help and power, which would enable them to be obedient to the command of preaching the gospel to every creature. They had a job to do, but they were afraid. Many of us have a job to do, and many of us as a body, as a people of God, we are afraid to go out and spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so we realize that sometimes there are spiritual cowards out there, but we have a task to accomplish, but some of us are too weak to do it. So we're going to share three things from this text. And the first thing is the promise. It says, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. The second thing is the purpose, and ye shall be witnesses unto me. That is our purpose. And the place is both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. See, we'll see as we continue to share the gospel, we have a platform through the internet and through the radio and through other media that we have the opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. So as we start with point number one, the promise says, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. So the promise of power was given by the voice of authority. And Jesus is the one voice with authority. So as we look here in Matthew chapter 28, verse 18, that's Matthew 28, verse 18, it says, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Jesus had received power from God to do his will on earth. So we are grateful for what Jesus did in making that decision to come on down to the earth. He could have stayed in heaven. Many times I think about that. He didn't have to do it, but he did. And he was given the power by God so that whether it's in heaven or in earth, he has that power. And then John chapter 20, verse 21, once again, John chapter 20, verse 21 is the next verse we're going to read. It says, then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you, as my Father hath sent me, even so sent I you. Because Jesus had the power, the Lord had given him the power, and God has sent him here to this earth, he is sending us. He's sending us to go out into the highways and the byways to compel others to come to Jesus Christ. And as I'm sharing this many times, in fact, when I was studying this, I was thinking about we have the power to go out. And as we go out, we have to go out in love. You know, we have to go out with the spirit of love. You know, we've been talking about love over the last few weeks, and that is something when we go out to share the gospel of Jesus Christ, we should share it in love. Now, mind you, sometimes we have to snatch people out of their sin with some fire, the fire of the Holy Ghost. So the promise of power is needed today. The Great Commission is still in effect today. And it says in Matthew chapter 28 and 20, it says, unto the end of the world. So until this world ends, we still have the directive to go out into the highways and byways and to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. And in the book of Mark, Mark chapter 16, verse 15, it says, to every creature, we have to tell it to every creature. So every person, we have to go out and preach that gospel to let people know that Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. Isn't that awesome? You know, we were out there lost in our sin, and we had the opportunity by what somebody shared with us. It didn't just come by some tweaky voice or something. It was the power of Jesus Christ through someone. Usually the Lord would use somebody to help bring somebody into the kingdom. Luke chapter 24, verse 47 says, it must be preached among all nations. And so there are people out there who we don't know. They're disciples. They are men and women of God who are anointed, who have received the anointing to be able to go into different places and to share the gospel in all nations around the world. There are nations out there who don't allow the Bible to be used, and people are risking their lives, and we pray for them that God will protect our fellow helpers, our sisters and brothers who are bold enough to even use the Bible to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. And there are places where people are not able to use the Bible, so they have remembered, they have memorized the Word of God. They don't have to have the Bible. They have memorized the entire Bible. Isn't that awesome? Because they have a passion for Christ, and they want to go out and share the gospel of Jesus Christ. In the book of John, chapter 20, verse 21, it says, so send I you. So he's sending us to go out. As I just read that verse, then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so send I you. So he's sending us. He has sent us to go out into the world and share the gospel of Jesus Christ. There are so many people who are trapped in their sin. Many don't know that they can come to Jesus Christ. And so that is the reason why we, as a body of Christ, are filled with the Holy Ghost, so that we can go out and share the gospel of Jesus Christ. So we are to go unto the uttermost part of the earth. So there's still work to be done, and that's why the earth is still here, because there are many people who don't know Jesus yet. So our current generation needs the power as much as, if not more so, than other generations before us. As we look around and we see the state of affairs across the world, and if you just look at your own neighborhood and you see the people who are in our neighborhood, the teenagers, some of our teenagers are just so full of evil and crazy things, we know that the power of God is needed in their lives. We realize the task is great. There are almost 8 billion people in the world. That's a lot of people, almost 8 billion people in the world. So we realize the word tells us the laborers are few. In Matthew 9, verse 36, it says, but when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad, as sheep having no shepherd. Verse 37 says, then said he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Verse 38 says, pray ye before therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. So if we see with the numbers that there are almost 8 billion people, there are a lot of people. The harvest is plenteous. There are many people out there who don't know Jesus as their Savior. And that's one reason why we pray, because we know that God can touch hearts, God can touch minds, God can empower us to be able to reach out and share the gospel of Jesus Christ with love to somebody who does not know Jesus as their Savior. We, the saints of God, are the laborers who, with the power of the Holy Ghost, will go into the world to reach the lost. We can do that with the love of God within us. We have the love of God to share the gospel of Jesus Christ to the lost world. Praise the Lord. So our second point is the purpose. Our purpose is we shall be witnesses unto our God. He said, ye shall be witnesses unto me. So we're going to be those witnesses. So what does it mean to witness? We bear witness by our death to the flesh. We're denying our flesh and we're being a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. Many times we think of those, as I was sharing about these people in the countries where they're not allowed to read the word of God. Many of them are killed. They're martyrs who are out there. They're witnesses by their lives in refusing to renounce the name of Jesus Christ. So they lose their life. And so that's a witness. You know, many times, even as we think about, there was a situation in a school, I think it was in Denver or in Colorado, I believe it's where there was a shooting. And the gunman asked one of the students if they believed in Jesus Christ. And they said yes. And I believe he was trying to get them to denounce Jesus Christ, but they wouldn't. And he shot her dead. So we know that sometimes we may lose our lives by refusing to renounce the name of Christ. So we want to be that witness to, even unto death, so that we will see life in Jesus Christ as we go into the place of eternity. So what about witnessing? In the book of Proverbs chapter 14, verse 5, once again, Proverbs 14, verse 5, it says, a faithful witness will not lie, but a false witness will utter lies. So we are to be his faithful witnesses. We're going to be faithful even unto death, as I just shared. We're going to be faithful to share the gospel. And many times we have to share the gospel of Jesus Christ by prayer, just praying, because the prayers are moving across the world. The prayers are going across the land, and we are being witnesses. We're going to be faithful servants of God to pray, to intercede, to stand in the gap, and make up the hedge. That's what we will do. And once again, witnessing is this. We're going to go to the book of Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 25. It says, a true witness delivereth souls, but a deceitful witness speaketh lies. So we're God's true witnesses, and we're delivering souls. Even though many times as we went out to knock on doors and be a witness in the park and wherever we were apt to go, whoever we talked to, sometimes people did not make the decision right then and there, but we planted a seed, and the seed will be watered, and then God will get the increase. So we have to do what God says to do. Even though those witnesses, I mean, when we're witnessing, we're not able to see them come to Jesus Christ at that particular time, but somebody else is going to come, and God will use that next person to help them to come on into the kingdom. So continue to plant the seeds. We're going to plant seeds, and that lets us know when we plant that seed in somebody's heart and somebody's spirit, God begins to work on them, and they in the future will make that decision for Jesus Christ. And many times we know that our family members will reject us because we are so close to them. Even in the Bible, we saw where the families rejected Jesus and rejected the people of God. But we know that we have to continue to pray for those family members and share the love of Jesus Christ. And when we share love with them, in spite of how they treat us, in spite of what they say, God is working on them. And we know that at some point, they will make that decision for Jesus Christ. Some of them are very serious about being against God and saying things that are contrary to God. Some of them have an antichrist spirit. But the thing of it is, we have the power of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, to prick their hearts, and their minds in the future will be changed so that they will come to Jesus Christ. Now let's read another scripture here. This is in the book of Acts, chapter 22, verse 15. So Acts 22:15 says, "For thou shalt be his witness unto all men of what thou hast seen and heard." So we're to be witnesses to all men. You know, whenever you have an opportunity in the store, you may be sitting next to somebody on a plane, you could be sitting next to somebody in the train, or you might be on a bus, you could be on a bus stop, you could just be at a game where children are playing the game, you know, football, baseball, whatever you might be watching. You have an opportunity wherever you go. Seize the moment and redeem the time. So we are being a witness simply by telling others what Christ did for you, what Christ did for me. That's what we want to share, and that he will do the same for all men. Every person has an opportunity to ask for forgiveness, and they will be forgiven of their sins. That's the thing. We know that we can be forgiven of our sins. Hallelujah, Jesus. So what about speaking in tongues? The Holy Spirit is the power given to us to be a witness. As we saw, the people waited. Jesus told them to go to the upper room and wait. And so they waited on the power to come upon them, and they begin to speak in tongues. And sometimes we find it in scripture and sometimes we don't. We find that, you know, different ones were endowed with a power from on high through the Holy Ghost. And so we know that the Holy Spirit has given us the power to witness. We have the Holy Spirit in us, and sometimes we may not even have to say anything, but people will see the Spirit, that there's something different about us, and they may even just be drawn to us as a result of the love, because of the peace of God that is in us through the Holy Spirit. And then we can open up our mouths and be a witness for him. And so we see when Peter addressed the elders of Israel, he was filled with the Holy Ghost. So here in the book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 8, says this: "Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, Ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel." So we are understanding that Peter was filled with the Holy Ghost, and he began to speak to the people of God. I mean, to speak to the people. And so we, being filled with the Holy Ghost, we're able to speak out. We can speak out with boldness, as we see in the book of Acts, chapter 4, and 31. It says, "And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness." Hallelujah, Jesus. And so we want to speak the word of God with boldness. We don't want to be out there timid and afraid to say anything. You know, when we have something that we want to share with somebody outside of the Bible, outside of the word of God, some of us are talking so boldly and so loudly. We're just sharing it because we're excited about it. Even thinking about when we find out about a sale at a store, a clothing store, a grocery store, you find that there's a sale, you go and you call somebody on the phone and you want to share, "Hey, why don't you get over to the store and get some of this salmon, or they got it on sale today, or they got the whatever it is, the fruit on sale today. Go over there and get yourself some apples," and whatever it is that you know that they have on sale that's a really good bargain, you share that. We want to have the same enthusiasm as we do with those types of things. We want to have that enthusiasm with the word of God. We want to be ready and excited about sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ with other people who are out there who do not know Jesus as their Savior. So my third point this morning is the place. The place that we're going to share the gospel is in, it says, both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. So the scope of the commission is that, let me read Acts chapter 1, verse 8 again. It says, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth." So we must be witnesses to the entire world. We cannot be content with one small area. Yes, we think about our family, we think about our neighborhoods, but God has given us a platform through the internet, through the radio, whatever means of media that we have access to, God has given us that so we can go and share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, Jesus. Now, as we have been stressing this year, we do start with our family. Keep them in prayer no matter what they're doing. We can pray in secret, and God will reward us openly. Sometimes you don't want to tell people that you're praying, because I remember my daughter, there were times when my daughter and I were at my mom's house, and my mother and dad would be in their room, and they'd be praying. And so my mom and dad, as I do now, called out the different names of the family, the people in the family, and they would call out my daughter, and my daughter would be in the room next to them, and she said, she would say, don't be praying for me. I mean, they could not hear her, but in her own selfish way, she was telling them not to pray for her. And so sometimes we just need to do things in secret, as the book of Matthew chapter 6, verse number 6. And by the way, my daughter did come to Jesus Christ, and I thank God that she is saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, and her and her husband are saved, and they teach their children the Bible. These children know the word. Sometimes I have them over here, and we do Bible trivia. And Celeste, she's the oldest one, she has a book that she's read. And when I'm asking questions about different people in the Bible, they know the answers. And the ones that don't know it, they're learning as a result of us sharing, me sharing these Bible trivia games with them. So there are different ways that you can sow a seed into somebody's mind. So here in Matthew chapter 6, verse 6 says, but thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father, which is in secret, and thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. So, you know, sometimes we have to do those things in secret, and we know that the Lord will reward us openly. We know that many people are resistant. In fact, I have a nephew. Maybe a couple of years ago, he said that he really didn't want to talk to Aunt Darlene because Aunt Darlene is always talking about Jesus Christ. And that was really not true, because I was not always talking about Jesus. But in his mind, he was resistant, and he really didn't want to hear my voice, I suppose, because there were times that before this particular era that I would share the gospel with them. But I would not just beat them over the head with the word of God or beat them over the head telling them to come to Jesus Christ, but just continue to pray for them. So some of them, they just have a resistant spirit. So we just have to continue to pray. We pray in secret, and the Lord will reward us openly. So the action of the commission is that we must go, if we are to be obedient, we must go out and do what God said do. In the book of 1 John chapter 5, verse 19, the word of God says the whole world lieth in wickedness. So 1 John 5 and 19, and we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. So we know that there are many people, as I said earlier, in this time of sharing the word of God, that there are almost 8 billion people in the world. So there are many people out there who do not know Jesus as their Savior. There are multitudes in the valley of decision. And so we, as a people of God, must go out and share the gospel of Jesus Christ. And as we celebrated the day of Pentecost on Sunday, I mean, that's a powerful time of sharing the Holy Spirit. You know, the Holy Spirit has come, and we know that we have the power to go out and share what God has given us. And so the world will remain in their wickedness until we do something about it. We must go into the highways and byways and compel others to come to Jesus Christ. And so the realization of the commission, how many would have been saved if they had just remained in the upper room? Just thinking about the disciples, if they had not gone out into the highways and byways. And the people that we have shared with, there are people over time that we have share the gospel of Jesus Christ with. In fact, you know, when people call me on the telephone and they're talking, trying to sell me something, I share the gospel. Ask them, or you say, do you know Jesus as Savior? Many of them get mad. They hang up the phone. But I do remember there was somebody over in the East Coast. He received Jesus over the telephone just by me asking. So you don't know when a person will do this. So we have to use the time that we have and the opportunities that we have to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. So just thinking about the disciples, how many people would have been saved if they had, how many people would not have been saved if the people, the disciples had said, not me, Lord? How many people would not have come? So in conclusion, how do we get that kind of Holy Spirit to witness? How do we get the Holy Ghost? We ask, we seek, and we knock. We knock on the door of the Lord Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 says, ask and it shall be given you. You have to have a desire for it. Seek. So you have to seek to have the Holy Ghost, and you shall find it. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. So we're asking the Lord, those of us who are not filled with the Holy Ghost, those of us who don't have the anointing, that's what is going to destroy the yokes and bondages. We have to ask, seek, and knock. John 15 and 7 says, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. So if we're not filled with the Holy Ghost, ask the Lord to fill you with his power. We need that power for the world we live in today. We must do it with the love of God within us. That is so important. When we go out into the highways and byways, compel others to come to Jesus Christ through the love of God that is in us. But we have to ask the Lord to fill us with his spirit so that we can go out and be effective in a dying world. We're in a dying world, thanks to God. Our world is just very chaotic. But as the Lord God Almighty has empowered us and endowed us with the power from on high, my God, we are able to see change come. So we will continue to pray, to share the gospel of Jesus Christ, and to know that God is using us for his glory. So I hope that you receive something out of this lesson today, and that you will go forward in the Lord, and you will continue to share the gospel of Jesus Christ, because it is so important. We're going to share the gospel and let others know that Jesus reigns, and he reigns forevermore, and that we have the power to change the world where we live. You know, we may not see everything that is happening, but we know one thing, and that's for sure, that as we go out and share the gospel of Jesus Christ, that others will be compelled to come in to the kingdom. So, Lord, we just thank you so much for this time of fellowship, time of just sharing. Oh, God, we pray that we will not just be hearers, but we will be doers of your word, oh, God. We will continue to let others know about Jesus and his love, and we will continue to share the gospel wherever we go, Lord. Lord, continue to help us to be bold soldiers for you, to be bold in our witness, O God. Oh, my God, my God. We just praise you, God, today, because the anointing is destroying yokes and bondages even now, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise your holy and righteous name, oh God. We pray, Lord, today that many more people around the world, all these millions of billions of people, oh God, oh Lord, we know that we must reach the lost before you come back. We will go out into every place, oh God, all the world, oh God. We know that there are disciples out there. There are preachers and teachers, evangelists, Lord. Continue to bless each one, oh God, who's out there sharing the word, oh God. Protect them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, those who are in these hard places, oh God, these resistant countries, Lord, I pray, God, today, even for the leaders, oh God, that they will make a decision for Jesus Christ, oh God. There are many leaders, oh God, who desperately need you, oh God, even in our United States of America, Lord. We pray for the leadership of our country, that they will make a decision for Jesus Christ, that they will come and ask, what must I do to be saved? And ask for forgiveness, oh God, so that our life, oh God, can be better, that our world can be better, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We praise you, God. We pray, God, today that whatever it is that we need, oh God, we know that you're supplying it right now according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And as we're leaving today, I appreciate everybody who came. And I make a declaration that for every brother and sister in Christ, that all the evil and wicked words that have been spoken against us is something that we reject, and it will not come to pass. We're sending it back to the sender. We're covered by the blood of Jesus. We thank God for the angels that protect us as we go from one destination to the next. There shall be no accidents or incidents as we travel around the country in Jesus' name. So I thank God that we have been given the power of the Holy Ghost, and we walk in the anointing to destroy yokes and bondages in Jesus' name. So let us rejoice in the Lord. We know that the Lord God is our strength, and he will make our feet as hind feet, and he will help us to walk upon those high places So as we go, let's remember we're workers together with the Lord. Amen. I love each and every one of you, and I pray that we will continue to love one another and share the gospel wherever we go. Have a wonderful day, a beautiful life, and we'll see you tomorrow, if possible, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD. Second word is VALLEY. That's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia. Zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.